call the monthly meeting of the school board, Privet School Board, to order on Wednesday, June 21st at 6 p.m. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm not used to this, my people here.
I know, it was such a torn.
Pressure is on.
Roll call, Grandaugh here. Aye.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Idlewild.
Here.
Huck.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Freibald is excused. Number four, approval of the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make that motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting and Boyd's 105019, 105023 for $340 ACH, 222-300-167 through 222-300-176 for $9,887.38. Check numbers 105036 through 105197 for $423,852.28. Wire transfers 202-200-139 through 202-200-145 for $206,632.10. Total $640,371.76.
Motion by Lyle. Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number six, public input. Okay. Number seven, correspondence recognition.
Congratulations to Sarah Jones, who recently completed the 2023 WASBO University Accounting Certificate Program. We also received a couple of thank you notes that I'll pass around from our scholarship recipient as well as a Crivis food pantry. That's all I have.
All right. Administrative reports, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh. You have personnel?
Oh, sorry, personnel. Committee reports. Sorry, trying to skip myself. personnel committee met before the meeting and you guys got this proposed changes in your packet, and we are recommending we go with the suggested changes on the second page of the proposal. I'm not going to read them all. The administrative reports, Mrs. Robinson.
All right. The overall state budget has not been fully agreed upon, but parts have. Legislators are working around Governor Evers' line item veto power by creating separate bills that essentially are items in the bill that would include the K-12 funding. So they're creating separate bills instead of including it all in the state budget. So with that, Governor Evers has signed the 2023 Wisconsin Act 11, which gives a $1 billion increase for funding for school districts. The money is in the form of $325 per pupil increase for the 2023-24 school year and another $325 per pupil increase for the 24-25 school year. Governor Evers also signed a shared revenue agreement, which has school funding ties also. This increases the minimum aid per student from $10,000 to $11,000, which we are on that minimum aid, so it will increase our per pupil there too. It also increases special education reimbursement rate from 30% to 33%. The DPI's ask was to 60%, so 3% isn't a huge increase, but certainly it's something. The agreement on the state budget also comes with a $50 million of funding for schools tied to literacy. While the final details have not been agreed upon and hammered out, it is looking like the idea for this money will be to incentivize and require the implementation of the science of reading. Ways this will happen include requiring school districts to purchase curriculum from a list provided by the state, administering assessments that are already given, and then use that, and we currently use it for progress monitoring. It would now be used to require school districts to retain third graders that are not reading on grade level. Yeah. There are many other requirements with this bill, including extensive reporting that schools would be required to do. The language in the state budget, as last reported, sets aside the money with the details to be worked out in the near future. So that's where we're looking with the state budget coming up.
All right. Mrs. Damon, you have Mr. Bauman. Yeah.
So Mr. Bauman says that summer school is in full swing at Kurvitz High School. Four students are here from 8 to 12. These students are earning remedial credit by taking virtual classes through the online provider, Educeer. Our summer strength and conditioning class is also in session for a number of students. We are running four groups from 5:30 a.m. through 10 o'clock a.m. Boys and girls basketball open gyms have also started, and the coaches from both programs have continued the 10,000 shot club for players to work on improving their skills in the offseason. It feels good to get students back in the facilities working to get better. Lastly, although it seems like it was a year ago, the Kurvitz High School graduation ceremony took place a couple days after May's board meeting. The ceremony went exceptionally well. The weather was excellent. The speeches were entertaining, and we now have 50-plus new alumni of Kurvitz High School.
Thank you. All right, Mrs. Zama.
All right, elementary. On Thursday, June 1st, our last full day of school, we celebrated the end of the school year with a fun outdoor field day. We had two bouncy houses. Students participated in tug-of-war, kickball, we played with a parachute, and had a popsicle treat. A special thank you goes out to the Kane family. The family sent a donation on behalf of the late June Kane. The donation was used to help cover the cost of the bouncy houses. Also, a big thanks to our WPTO. Several PTO parents helped manage the outdoor stations and handle obstacles. Summer school at the elementary building is well underway. In grades 4K through 6, we have 163 students signed up for summer school. All students have math, reading, and two enrichment classes daily. Additionally, many students are taking advantage of the state's free breakfast and lunch program. Our elementary summer food service staff serves approximately 90 breakfasts and 115 lunches daily. And summer school will wrap up on Friday, June 30th. And finally, I would like to acknowledge our custodial crew who have been working very hard at both buildings to complete the summer cleaning. The floors are so shiny that in the right light you can almost see.
All right, Mr. White.
All right, demolition is underway and some equipment has already arrived for the middle high school boiler replacement project. The boilers themselves are slated for delivery mid to late July, which should leave plenty of time for the contractors to finish the installation before the start of school. Tweed Garrett, the contractor who was awarded the project, has been a pleasure to work with, and I've been very pleased with how things are progressing so far. Update on the summer remodeling projects. An abatement contractor was hired to remove asbestos tile that was covered with carpeting in sections of the elementary school hallways. All the tile and mastic were removed and air testing was done before the containment units were taken down. This was due to regulations that we have to follow. The flooring contractor is scheduled to come back the second week of July to install new vinyl tile in these areas. Also, the old science lab, we've been working in there. Unfortunately, more asbestos tile was discovered under the cabinets that we tore out. So we're waiting for the abatement contractor to come back, take care of those areas, and then the flooring contractors will return to also do that area. All of the old trophy cases have been removed from the elementary school hallway. New drinking fountains are going to be installed with bottle fillers. They will replace the old porcelain drinking fountains. The paneled areas will receive fresh coat of paint, and a tile wall will be installed behind the new drinking fountains. And lastly, the summer cleaning and maintenance is underway, as Mrs. Nama mentioned. Classrooms are being cleaned from top to bottom, carpets are being scrubbed, floors are getting fresh coats of wax. And I also would like to just mention and welcome Dakota Dreyer, our new summer lawn maintenance worker, who has just joined our custodial maintenance team. That's all I have.
Awesome. Mr. Sharon.
Hey, good evening. Almost all of the new computers we ordered this spring have arrived. The staff and student Chromebooks are currently on site, and we are waiting for the remaining 26 of the 62 desktops, which I anticipate will be delivered tomorrow or Friday. Then we'll begin processing and preparing them for next year. We began our summer activities by completely disassembling 11 of our 21 Chromebook carts and preparing those 11 carts for use by summer school teachers and classes, as summer school classes now use Chromebooks as well. Once next week is complete and summer school is over, we will disassemble them again and begin preparing them for the fall. And finally, as you may have already noticed in the boardroom tonight, the boardroom, high school office conference room, and elementary school office conference room are being upgraded with flat panel displays to replace the aging and outdated projecting equipment.
Thank you. All right, information discussion, facilities assessment, proposals.
Yep, and this is where we'll...
So we're going to move into the auditorium, and...
Those who are not presenting can stay in here. I mean, and you can move to this part. These chairs will all stay. There'll be some bottles of water, and we can come get you as it's your turn. Do we stop it?